You had a period during 707, I think it was like 3 or 4 straight pass breakups. Did you feel like you were kind of settling into the zone, so to speak?
Yeah, I started getting into my rhythm and what the coach expected of me. I started making a few plays.
How important is it for you to continue to stack these type of practices? Because, you know, they keep saying that you're standing out over and over again.
You just keep getting better, not make the same mistakes that you made the day before.
What can you learn from some of the older guys? You know, like Patrick Robinson was talking about, you know, how he's impressed by you. You know, what can you learn by some of the veterans on this team?
Just what they see on the field and how you should see it, because they see stuff way different. We be in the film room, you be like, yeah, I thought this. And then Pat just go over there, like, you see the back on that side, you see the receiver, you got to look at the split, and then you know what routes are eliminated and what routes he can run. So it just helped you mentally prepare for the game.
What's something that's coming more natural to you this week than maybe it did a week ago?
I guess just me seeing the game a little bit more. Like every time I get a rep, I see the game a little more and more, and I know what I can do on the field.
So as you learn the scheme, how important is it to be able to disrupt receivers off the line? Last year when the pass rush on this team struggled, it was when they started facing quarterbacks and getting rid of the ball quickly, which obviously puts more pressure on the corners to hold these guys up. I mean, is that a big part of Jim's defense?
I mean, definitely when you can hold the guy up, you give the defensive line some more time to rush or make another move to get to the quarterback. And then when you're in, it helps us when they get to the quarterback faster, because then we don't have to cover too long. So we go hand in hand with them and us.
What was your reaction when Jeffrey spiked the ball? One touchdown, I'm sure you saw it.
Oh, he made a good play. When I get another chance to make a play, I got to make a play. I mean, that happens. That's part of the game. You're a cornerback. There's no way you're not going to give up a pass or not going to give up a touchdown. It just doesn't happen like that. So, you know, when you mess up, next play, you got to just erase that and try to get another one.
Doesn't make you angry or anything?
Nah, he's playing a football game the way I'm playing. At the highest level, you want to compete. I wanted to win a rep. Unfortunately, I didn't win a rep. So I just got to go to the next rep. Whatever he does after that, that's just what he does.
You were around the ball a lot today. Are you just feeling more comfortable?
I'm starting to get my feet in, feel comfortable watching film so I know where I could be and what am I doing wrong. The vets tell me. So.
What's Jim Schwartz like? What's it like playing for him? You know, he's a guy that's, you know, not afraid to put you one-on-one against one of the top receivers in the league. So what's it like playing for a guy like that?
I mean, he trusts you. I mean, I think that's the reason why you come in, why he bring you here. He trusts you to play man. And at West Virginia, I played a lot of it behind Coach Gibby. But Coach Gibby and Schwartz are kind of the same characters. They love the game a lot, and they love the blitz, and they like to play man. So they're kind of the same.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I like playing man.
How'd you develop the ball skills, the ability to get around the ball the way you do?
Just playing receiver and doing a lot of ball drills after practice.
Coach Woods always talks about it, like, confident, passionate guys. He's also mentioned here like that as well. Where does that come from?
I just feel like I know what I can do, and I'm just always confident. I've always been like that.
Can you tell from, I mean, Coach Schwartz says he does stuff like, you know, studies film to see who's running between drills and stuff like that. Do you notice that with him more than other coaches, how he values that?
You said what?
How does Coach Schwartz value competitiveness compared to other coaches?
He likes it. You don't want a guy who's not competitive, because then if they lose, it won't mean anything to him. So to me, I just don't like losing, period. So you just want to win every time. And when he knows you out there trying to compete, he knows you'll try to make a play. It would matter to you if you missed a play or made it.